Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Ann Modica, Director, Credit Rating Criteria Research and Analytics for AM Best. Ann, as always, great to speak with you.
You too, John.
So, Ann, there's been a lot of talk about the U.S. dollar lately. How has it performed so far this year?
So the U.S. dollar has had a pretty challenging start to 2025, with the U.S. dollar index falling by more than 10% during the first half of the year. This is an index that measures the value of the U.S. dollar against a basket of six currency, which are the U.S.'s main trading partners. The euro has the largest weight in that basket, and it reflects dollar strength or weakness. So the decline in the dollar marks a reversal from the trend that we've observed between 2022 and early 2024, when the U.S. dollar generally appreciated against major currencies. This period of dollar strength was largely driven by monetary tightening by the Federal Reserve and heightened global risk aversion, right? It was like during the time after the pandemic, which boosted demand for dollar-denominated assets as safe haven investments.
So what caused the recent depression in the U.S. dollar?
So while currency movements are typically influenced by a variety of factors, right, they reflect changes in the underlying economic fundamentals or shifts away in investor sentiment. For most of the post-pandemic period, global investors consistently favored U.S. assets, you know, driven by the relative outperformance of the U.S. economy as well as the U.S. financial markets. However, this narrative of, you know, what they're calling U.S. exceptionalism now appears to be losing some traction as market participants kind of reassess the sustainability of that outperformance. And many factors are coming into play here. But I think if one stands out to me, it's the growing concern over the U.S. fiscal outlook. You know, we have rising debt levels. Interest rates are higher. So now we have elevated interest costs and the persistent political dysfunction. You know, the government continues to run large deficits, even in non-recessionary periods, with no real credible long-term strategy or appetite, really, on either side of the aisle to kind of tackle this issue. And it's not a new issue, right? Fiscal concerns have persisted for decades, but recent developments have exacerbated the situation. There's heightened uncertainty over trade policy. You have the noise surrounding questions around the Federal Reserve independence and the recent Moody's downgrade from the U.S. sovereign that stripped the final AAA away have all intensified investor unease. And as a result, markets are increasingly question whether a higher risk premium is warranted for holding U.S. assets. And this is adding downward pressure on the dollar as well as pushing bond yields higher. But the last thing I'll say on this is that the U.S. dollar has bounced back a bit in July. So it remains to be seen if this is a long-term shift in sentiment. But I think if global confidence in over the long term of U.S. fiscal sustainability erodes further, it could continue to amplify downward pressure on the dollar.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Is there a concern about the U.S. losing status as the world's reserve currency?
No. I think the end of the U.S. dollar as the world reserves currency has really been overstated. I mean, the dollar remains the dominant currency for a wide variety of things, ranging from cross-border transactions, global trade invoicing, foreign exchange reserves for other central banks, as well as international debt issuances. Additionally, the U.S. is the home of the largest, deepest, and most liquid financial market in the world. And despite our challenges, the country's operating environment does remain more robust than many of its peers and rivals. And quite frankly, you know, there's currently a lack of a credible alternative for a new world reserve currency. I mean, the euro is constrained by a fragmented fiscal union. The Chinese currency is subject to capital controls and government intervention. And, you know, if you look at other things like gold or crypto, they suffer from volatility and lack of scalability. But I mean, that said, a gradual decline in the dollar's dominance, it's plausible, right? Countries are increasingly seeking to diversify their currency exposure. The weaponization of the dollar with the increased use of financial sanctions as a foreign policy tool has, I think, really raised alarm among some governments. I mean, the U.S. really got their attention when they froze about $300 billion in Russian assets following the invasion of Ukraine. And as a result, major economies such as China, India, and Brazil, they're all actively exploring alternative payment systems and reserve assets to kind of reduce this vulnerability going forward.
So, Anne, what are the implications then for insurance companies?
Yeah, so, we have been seeing increased volatility in the stock and the bond market. So it's really not a surprise to also see increased volatility in the currency markets. However, you know, a volatile dollar can present challenges for insurance companies, especially those with international operations, foreign currency liabilities, or more globally diversified investment portfolios. I mean, for example, companies that use the U.S. dollar to hedge against local currency volatility, a weakening dollar can reduce the effectiveness of their hedging strategies. If the hedge was structured under the assumption of a stable or appreciating dollar, unexpected depreciation may result in some hedging losses or some unintended exposures. Additionally, for firms holding significant U.S. dollar denominated assets, the depreciation can lower the value of those holdings, impacting reporting earnings or capital ratios, depending on how they are accounting for them.
And it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
You too, John.
I was Anne Modica, Director, Credit Rating Criteria Research and Analytics at AM Best, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.